When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for May 1st, 2025. So mortgage rates didn't go up yesterday, but the reason why you're watching this video is most likely you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, or you're a realtor or just somebody that's interested in economics. So my goal here is to explain to you these things, all these interest rates, different mortgage programs, and the whys behind what's going on in the markets right now are going on. So you saw mortgage rates yesterday, they just stayed stagnant, but you saw in the thumbnail that the jobs report just came in, and it was pretty dismal. So that's what we're going to talk about, because our focus here is what's going on with rates and what the heck the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Our content's going to be with the data that the Federal Reserve monitors. A lot of these pieces of the puzzle came in this week. We're going to show you how those came in. We're also going to go over the weekly jobless claims that just came in, and it was pretty dismal. The highlights, the headlines through here make it look like it's the kind of the worst ever. It's not, folks. It's just kind of a lot of shock and awe, and I'm going to bring you Rick Santelli's take on this here in a second. And then over here, the bond market, well, it's pretty much liking these numbers so far today. And that means mortgage rates might come down a little bit more this afternoon. So without further ado, let's get to it, folks. My name is Dan Ferriero. Like I said, I do this report two times a day to keep you guys informed on what these things are doing. My job here is I'm actually a federally licensed loan officer at a federal bank. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan is pretty unique. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. You're here for these things. So let's get to it. So right through here, here's what we're seeing today. Well, mortgage rates haven't changed yet. Banks haven't really posted yet. But the data that we're going to look at today is right through here. What the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting, because they're meeting in 6 days. It's going to be right there. What are they going to do? Well, let me get my head out of the way for a second. And I'll show you. Right through here, there is a 95% probability they're going to do nothing because the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. But at the next meeting, this number just keeps going up. So in June, there's almost a 70% chance now that they're supposed to cut. This was about 59% about a week ago. So the odds of the a Fed rate cut in the June meeting keeps going up and up and up. So why are we talking about a lot of this stuff? Well, here's the information that the Federal Reserve monitors. So if you look at the data right behind me, a lot of these gaps were filled today or this week. So here's the economy at a glance. This is basically why the Federal Reserve was created, for price stability, aka inflation, and a robust jobs market, we'll put it that way, or employment at full employment. So here's what we've seen so far this week that has come in. We have the PCE number, the number one inflation number that they monitor. It came down, and it actually ticked down quite a bit. It went from February at 2.7. We're now down to March at 2.3. So inflation is coming down. They want this at 2, and they're almost there. Now, the unemployment number, this is where they were saying, well, this might spike all the way up to 5%. Well, the numbers on the unemployment numbers look pretty weak, but are they enough to push up the unemployment rate? Well, we're going to find that on Friday. But the GDP number did come in this week, and it was pretty bad. We went from a positive 2.7 to a negative 0.3. So we're going to start hearing a bunch of things about stagflation and things like that. But you need high inflation to have stagflation. And unfortunately, inflation's coming down for us right through here. So that's what we're seeing in the economic reports that we have right now. The data that just came in is right through here. Weekly jobless claims surged to 241,000. The good news, well, the silver lining behind this is the Federal Reserve sitting on the sidelines. And you know my take on kind of what's going on with a lot of this things. President Trump and the Federal Reserve Chairman, they're kind of at odds. President Trump's like, okay, we can't really dictate what the Federal Reserve does, but I can sure yell at him. But we can control the 10-year Treasury. Secretary of Treasury Bessent said this about a month ago. He said, we can't do anything with the Fed, so we're going to control the 10-year Treasury. Well, the 10-year Treasury recently has really plummeted. So now with the Federal Reserve is, their rates are still high. So we have kind of a flattening of the yield curve, or maybe an inverted yield curve. So if you're confused with that, well, here's why President Trump is saying that the Federal Reserve, you need to cut rates. Because again, short-term rates are staying high, and long-term rates are coming down, creating a flattened yield curve, and we don't need that. Federal Reserve Chairman saying, well, President Trump, we need to figure out where all these Trumps are going to do with inflation. They haven't hit yet. So yeah, inflation's coming down, but what's this going to do when they all do finally hit to the inflation numbers? So if you see a lot of tariff settlements coming out, and we get the news, and it's not as inflationary, you're going to see the markets rally and the bond markets rally as well simultaneously. So it's great news, hopefully, for more home buyers, because all this data is going to kind of bring down yields, and mortgage rates are yields as well with bonds. So if you're confused with that, let's get over to here for 1 second. This is the bond market that we follow. So this is mortgage-backed security bonds. We don't follow the 10-year Treasury, which you can to see what the direction bonds are going for the day. But if you really want to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, this is the bond you follow right now. So as long as this number is up, you're seeing at the top right there, it's up 11 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to come down. So as the number goes up, rates come down. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. Look at a 2-day average that we see right here. So again, as this number goes up, rates are coming down. Well, did you lock in recently? Well, you might want to start looking at locking in at some point. Here's a 5-day trend. And again, folks, this number goes up, rates are coming down. So how long can you sit on the sideline? At least get your application in if you're looking to refinance and take advantage of some of these low numbers if you're looking to refinance. And I'll give you all my information at the end of the video. If you're looking to buy or build, building's kind of tough because you're looking 6, 8, 12 months out. You might be in a good pocket at that point at the end of the year, as long as all this stuff just keeps rolling the way it does. But short term, you're going to have volatility. So I would look to kind of capture this. If this was a stock that you were looking to sell at some point, if it rallied, you'd be like, okay, well, let's let it rally a little more before we sell. That's what I do for you right here. So I'll get to me in a second, but let's get over to Rick Santelli to give us his take on this jobs report, how good it was, how bad it was, and what he thinks the markets are going to react. So Rick,
seconds away from jobless claims data, Dow Jones up about 246 points, NASDAQ up about 319 points, and the S&P 500 up about 52 points. So we're going to go to Rick right now at the CME.
Yes, here we go. Right now, we're looking at initial jobless claims. This is for the week of April 26, expecting a number around 223,000. And I do want to point out that we have not been above 250,000 on initial claims since October of last year. 241,000. That's a pretty big jump from a slightly revised 220,000. 3,000. And continuing claims, once again, they surpass 1.9 million. They seem to always revise these away. This is about the fourth time we've seen it, only to be revised away. 1,916,000, which means that would be the highest level going back to November of 21, which is the last time we were above 1.9 million. And what's the market doing? It's moving a bit lower because many economists would agree that this is one of the best real-time indicators, barometers, if you will, of the labor market. So to see a jump both in continuing and initial claims is something to pay attention to. Now, 241,000 is not huge, but it is a rather big jump. And I think we're going to have to pay really close attention here, especially after the issues of GDP, even explaining them away with the imports and the inventory issues and the pull forward. It's still going to be something the Fed's going to have to pay attention to. As we all know, it's very difficult to model all this uncertainty. I will point out something else. Here we sit at 412 in a 10-year that's down 4 basis points. And this may be the 8th consecutive session in a row of lower yield closes on the 10-year. Back to you.
So that's what I was trying to explain to everybody. So here, let me get out of this real quick because it'll steal the next video. So this rally, you know, we have a great rally going on. So I'm still, if you're a client of ours, I'm still floating you because I'm waiting for the turn. Yesterday we thought, well, maybe we had an initial alert there, but then the numbers kept going up and up and up. So we're going to rally. We'll keep this going on. So here's, let me go into one other piece of the puzzle that I want to go over with you guys. Here's the economic calendar for the rest of the week. So we're going to completely fill in this gap that the stuff that the Federal Reserve watches. So they watch inflation. That number came in today or this week. We had the GDP. It came in this week. Now the unemployment rate is coming in on Friday. So what's that going to do? We're going to fill in all the gaps that the Federal Reserve monitors and then see what they're going to do with this rate right through here. This is the federal funds rate, the only rate that they control. So what we were going to get tomorrow is right through here. Average hour earnings. We're going to see, you know, are people's pay keeping up with inflation? And then we're going to get down through here, the payroll, non-farm payroll, the unemployment numbers, and the whole gamut through here. So tomorrow's news is going to fill in the rest of the gap, and then we'll have a more better direction on where the Federal Reserve's going to go from there. So that's my report for right now. So if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance a house, you need to understand your credit. So I created a website not too long ago called Credit Scores and More. One link I want you guys to understand, this free credit score right here. If you don't have a free credit system you're using, please check this one out. It's awesome. It's one I use. Don't sign up for any of the bells and whistles. The free service is good enough. So check out that service. But my name, like I said, is Dan Frio. Here's our slogan. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, a lot of you might think, well, that's fantastic, but Dan, how do you really do it? Well, let me explain to you. I work at a federal bank, okay? But the unique thing about the federal bank I work at, we're signed up right now, today, with 34 other lenders, okay? So you're like, okay, what's that? How's that help me? Well, if you put in your application right through here with me, I'm going to be able to offer you programs from my bank and 33 or 34 other banks. So that's how we get you quotes. So with one application, one credit pool, I'm offering you programs from not only my bank, from 34 other banks. So who else can do that for you and how can you do that? So that can help you initially get that best or the lowest rate lock initially. But let's say, for example, somebody else was able to come in and swoop in and beat me. So then they locked you in. And then let's say, for example, this is what happened. The mortgage rate went down and down and down and down and down, and you're like, okay, I'm going to call them up because they had the best rate last time. Are they going to be able to give it to me this time? They're going to say, no, you're locked in. So now you're stuck. So what I can do is we can capture this rate lock, this rate adjustment for you by possibly renegotiating with the bank we have you placed at, or we can pull it from there and place you with another bank because we have 34 in total. So thanks for watching. That's what I do, and that's how I help my clients. So you go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right over my head. You can schedule a consultation. That's out right now. I'm working on the calendar event because we're trying to tweak this every day to make it more user-friendly to you. So if you need our help, assistance, just give us a call, 844-775-5626, or reach out to me at dan.free, or I'm sorry, dan at DanAtTheRateUpdate.com. So that's DanAtTheRateUpdate.com. There's a bunch of tools down here. If you're a homeowner right now, check out the Rate Watch tool that we have. This is what you're going to do here. You're going to plug in your information on your current mortgage and then tell me what rate you want me to call you when the rate gets down there for a refinance. So just plug in that information here. We do not sell it. I guarantee you we do not sell it. Here's what I do. I put it into an Excel spreadsheet. I monitor it manually, and I'll call you personally when your rate hits there. But if you want some other videos, I have 3,000 over in my YouTube channel. Here's just some that we picked out for you. So like Home Buying 101, if you're a disabled vet, here's some programs for you there. Even understanding how your credit scores work with all this stuff. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you learned something today. I'm going to try to do a live event today for first-time homebuyers, Q&A session. I'm going to try to get to that. But if not, I'll be back here at the closing bell to help you understand all this and see where mortgage rates go for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Hope you understood how the economic news can affect home buying. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.